part three. You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. TTN ad hoc episode.
Special guest Pauly B from Punky Radio.
All right, AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm Pauly B.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Ad hoc episode with Pauly B from Punky Radio, part three, the heavy metal episode.
I'm so excited, I could poo.
That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, thanks.
What? I can't work my sounds. What's going on here?
What do you mean you can't work your sounds?
You said you're going to poo.
Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty. Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty.
What were you saying about TTN, Pauly?
I love Total Talk Nonsense so much.
Thanks,
nice.
Man.
Yeah. That's nice. Like, sweet. And you know, Pauly B can be on next week, too. Pauly B could always be a special guest.
You know, well, Pauly, thank you very much. Pauly, that's B, very kind.
You're the best.
We just need to
you
work.
Lovely fellas.
Thank you.
We just need to work out Skype. Oh, no, fuck Skype.
Right, right. Fuck Skype.
Fuck Absolutely. Skype.
I fucking hate Skype.
And there's the proof. You're very organized.
Oh, thank you.
Producer of the year. Come on.
Producer of the year.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so.
So what do we do, man? What have we been doing? 3 days? Two days.
2 days. Yeah. It's felt like three. To be honest with you.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. We've had a lovely time tonight.
Yes.
We've had a lovely time. You took me to that bar where no one could hear each other.
Right.
First.
Goose Island. It was called.
And they gave us the bill of a table of 20.
And they gave the wrong food. And
you lot were all just going to fucking pay it. But fortunately, one person at the table was always looking.
Always looking.
And I said, hang on, isn't this about at least 60 bucks too much?
66 to be precise.
It was 66 bucks too much.
666.
What?
And they were like, boys, you'll never understand.
What?
I think that's how much it was.
I have a shit story about Goose Island.
You do?
Yes, I have one.
Right this minute,
if you'd like to hear it.
It sounds...
Join in if you like.
We're talking about duty.
It sounds like a place... off the coast of somewhere, where they would specialise in vacations that involved you sticking your hand up women's arses.
Oh, well, that's...
Where are you going this weekend? Oh, I've hauled me hand up. I'm going to Goose Island.
Goose Island? Yeah. I thought, what the fuck is he talking about? Feces Poopy Island? No.
Hey.
Goose.
Hey, I'm sure that Prof Tom will vacation in a feces duty island
right.
at some point.
Because the ass, Pauly B,
yeah.
is the other vagina.
I thought you were going to say it's mightier than the sword. You said that in a suitably Shakespearean manner. The ass is mightier than the sword.
All right, so getting to my shit story.
I'm sorry, yeah.
We sit down, we get the table, we sit down, we get the drink order, and I got to take a shit.
Oh, great.
That's handy. It's another shit story.
Then they spit in our food for sure.
Well, I didn't know about the restrooms upstairs, so I went downstairs, and it's a single-occupancy restroom.
Is it?
Right.
Is that single-occupancy?
So I walk around the corner, and I go right to the door, and I read the sign, single-occupancy.
Occupancy.
So I look behind me, and there's three guys in line.
No.
So I got to stand behind these stooges. And then
and you got one crawling up your spine like a snake, right?
No. So then when
No.
When I finally get in there, I open the door, there's like vomit and urine an inch deep.
Oh no.
Everybody's pissed all over.
Oh no.
The seat, I just took one look, I turned around and walked out. I went back, sat down.
Prettier than a $20 hole.
Had my cheeseburger, then I went upstairs.
Oh.
And I took a shat. I shat.
That's how to shat.
In my mother's dildo drawer.
Laughed so much, I nearly shat.
And I ran into some Irish in the upstairs bathroom. Some Irishmen.
Some Irish. Yeah. What'd they have to say?
I don't know. I didn't understand.
Oh, I forgot. I had a call from Dave. Dave called from Jerusalem, he calls it. He goes, this is Dave calling from Jerusalem. But I don't have it queued up.
Fantastic.
He just wanted to let us know that he's still alive.
He's still alive. That's good.
Well and good.
So, what is it like to be led by a dick, a bush, and a colon?
Colon. That's what the Germans said to me.
That's fucking great. The English don't even think the Germans have got a sense of humor. They're fucking
right,
amazing.
Right.
That is one big pile of shit.
Okay,
that's
so
what they said the bathroom, I think, didn't they?
We're at Goose Island.
Right.
And so we eat, and the music is loud.
Yeah.
They like Pauly B said, they fucked up our bill. We get that straightened out. We leave there, and we go where? Where did we go after that?
We went to Clark.
Went to the place with no windows,
right,
with the man in the baseball outfit. Everyone went, woo, woo, when he came in.
All right. We met that motherfucker.
What was that all a fucking about?
That's what's his name, Roddy Woo Woo.
You got your A list celebrities, your B list. What is Woo Woo on?
It's
he's
Z.
Like Z.
Z new list.
Lads, that's Z, if you don't mind.
Z.
Oh, sorry.
He's on the Z list.
The Z list.
And you say nil, not
and
zero.
He hit on your wife, John.
That's all right. Everybody hits on my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I she did. Comes home with me.
And then
Pauly B.
Yeah, she comes home with you, waits till you sleep, and fucks off out again.
She comes home with me and Pauly B.
Yeah.
And it rhymes.
What was
it
the does. Band that was at the Ivy?
The band?
That did like 12 sound checks?
Yeah, they were called Always Checking. Always Checking.
Check, check. Check 1, 2. My wife even said, hey, they're playing that old song, Check 1, 2, again. What the fuck were they called? I don't remember.
I don't know.
They were so memorable, I don't remember.
They were called Mickey Shit and the Amateurs.
So we listened to, what, one song? And
they
we cut out of
band. Oh, yeah, and they fucking murdered it as well.
Yeah.
What was it? What was the one they played first? Oh, the Joker. Was it the Joker?
Yeah,
it's fucking terrible.
Fucked it up. It was brutal. And
so then after that we
hoofed it.
We
down
tried
to
get no. We tried to get. We walked past a reggae bar.
Right.
And I looked in the window.
The Wild Hair.
And I went, fuck me. There looks like there's a brilliant band in there.
Yeah.
And we walked and they couldn't walk in. And the geezer went, you've got to buy a fucking ticket. I said, what do you mean, got to buy a ticket? He said, there's a cover charge. I said, how much? He said, $10. I said, what, $10 for all of us? He said, no, each. And we went, oh, fuck that. And as we walked off, I think you said to me, Paul, how much would you pay to get in there? I'm sure we can negotiate.
Yeah.
And I just said, well, look, we don't know what the fucking band's like.
Right.
We're going to spend fucking $10 to go in, and then we're going to have one fucking drink and fucking fuck off again.
Right.
So we didn't bother.
We just lost $10.
So
each.
We went up to the Smart Bar.
The Smart Bar,
which,
right.
Which was a bar that...
Not
that,
very smart.
When you were a young child in the 1850s,
yeah.
Was apparently a bit of a fucking laugh.
Right, in the 1850s,
a giggle.
It was a bit cheeky.
It was, yeah. It was quite. Quite.
Except they charged $10
a
head as
bucks.
Well. But not for a band.
But yeah. Scott, why
for
did they
DJ.
Do that, Scott?
For a DJ. Right?
Yeah, a DJ. Well, you just don't think he's going to spin
say?
For free, do
you? Do think
you?
These DJs spin for free? Mm. I said, what, do you mean we have to pay him to roll around a bit as well?
The floor.
Fucking hell, yeah. Go on, do a twirl, fuckhead.
So then we headed down one or two more doors, and we were at the Ginger Man.
Right.
Right.
After the Smart Bar.
Yeah.
The Ginger Man.
And the Ginger Man had a jukebox.
Right.
So we thought, we're going in there. They've got a fucking jukebox. So we went in and we sat down.
And we had the whole place to ourselves when we walked in.
And the world-famous punky listener, Amber Rance, came down to see us.
That's right.
And she hasn't got any eyelids, but she's very cute.
Well, her eyes are open very widely.
Yeah.
She's very alert.
She is.
Very
alert.
Alert. Yeah. Yeah, she is cute.
And
I like her hair.
And she was, it's cool.
Yeah.
And she stayed in there with
no
us.
Doubt.
And we were with Prof Tom and his girlfriend. He would not shut up, that woman, would she?
Yeah.
His wife.
Big talker.
Fuck, I couldn't get a fucking word in edgeways with her.
I noticed that. You're getting very irritated. And Tom, then, he doesn't say a fucking thing.
Oh, Tom, it's
the whole time.
What a cunting wallflower.
You say that again. Cunting wallflower.
What a cunting wallflower.
Cunting.
What a cunning stunt.
A stunning cunt.
So then what? So Amber shows up, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And she was totally digging meeting Pauly B.
Yeah.
And when he came over, moved over and sat down next to her.
Right.
Yeah. Her chair just got instantly.
But I would like to thank
Scott. What's up with that?
What? Wow, Scott. Dude, what?
Come on.
I would like to thank you for doing such a great job of fluffing for the 45 minutes before.
Yeah. I fluffed. I was a fluffer.
She was buffed up and ready by the time I said that.
There you go. Right.
I think Amber Ants rather likes the Scots, as it goes.
Oh.
No doubt.
Everybody likes the Scot.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
But she's never seen you in the Scotch bonnet.
What's there not to like? Well, you know, I think the proper
Knuckle
Mrs. Edwards.
Dragon motherfucker.
When I first met the proper Mrs. Edwards, I was petting your dog, John.
Yeah.
And I was petting
him. Is that a euphemism?
I was petting. I was petting around his mouth.
Yeah.
And my hand got all wet. Like dog goober wet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then right when I get finished, the proper Mrs. Edwards walks out and goes to shake my hand.
Oh!
I didn't even think to wipe it off on my pants because it was dog
and
goo.
Dog
I don't want
saliva.
Dog goo.
Yeah.
Lads, guess what?
What?
I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Shit. We didn't want to say anything the last two times.
I am flying commando throughout the United States.
That's out of sight, man. Oh, pants.
Yeah, pants.
Oh.
What'd you think
English
he said?
Pants.
Yeah.
Well,
I haven't got any pants on.
Underpants.
Yes.
Right.
The wife front.
I thought he was sitting there completely naked.
All right, so if you
maybe
call...
Maybe I am.
Underpants are pants. What are pants?
Trousers.
Trousers.
Trousers, you septic.
Fucking septic ass.
I don't know if it was trousers or slacks or...
slacks.
What it
That's
was.
Right. That's right. People in the UK don't have trousers or pants. We only stroll around in slacks.
Slacks.
Always looking in slacks.
Always nylon.
Always nylon. Slow-mo pogo and some slacks.
Oh, we haven't explained the slow-mo pogo, have we?
Right.
It's going to make the Punky Dictionary. I think it could make the TTN Dictionary
right,
as well.
Yeah.
Because the slow-mo pogo was something that we thought up by accident.
Tonight.
This evening.
As a matter of fact, yeah.
And it's basically the pogo for the old.
Right.
Isn't it? And infirm.
Old and decrepit.
And it's basically the same as the pogo, but at about a fifth of the speed. And it kind of resembles, I don't know.
It's like being dead and bobbing in a bathtub.
It's like Mexican waving with meerkats.
What are you saying?
It's like Mexican wave. You've seen... Oh, of course, you don't like proper sport, do you? When you go and watch soccer, right, there's a thing that,
that
they do around the ground,
yeah,
called the Mexican wave, where like you just get a whole line of seats will out of nowhere just sort of get up and then throw their arms in the air at the same time and go whoa like that, and then
oh the wave, yeah.
What'd you think he said?
The Mexican wave.
That's right. I didn't know it had a nationality.
Mate, you US fuckers, right? That you septic
we
bastards.
We invented that.
Oi, fuck the wave. Off. Here's a fucking clue for you. If the USA invented it, why is it known throughout the rest of the fucking world as the Mexican wave?
Because they stole it from us.
The
stole.
It's the Mexican wave.
Mexican wave.
It's the Mexican wave.
It's the Mexican.
It's the Mexican wave. But, yeah, it's typical of you.
What
fuckers.
You say? You say Mexican.
What you say, Mexican? What you say?
Especially Mexican. Especially Mexican. Especially.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, especially. Yeah.
It's the Mexican wave. Right, so.
I had no idea it had a nationality. An origin.
So part one of the, it's like watching a Mexican wave with meerkats, has been explained. Do you know what a meerkat
no.
is? Meerkats are kind of, closest thing to them in this country is a prairie dog, I suppose, in that they bury holes in the ground, tunnels, but then they kind of stick their heads out, and they'll go on their back legs. And stand like Yul Brynner and have a bit of a look around.
Right. No, I know. Yeah, I know what those are.
So the slow-mo pogo is like a Mexican wave with meerkats. Isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I agree. Yeah.
So I'm glad that I have justified that.
Yes.
Everything around me tells me that I'm right.
Excellent. Smattering applause, please. For
so, Scott, how was your night, Scott?
It was...
Scott, wake up. It's only quarter to three.
Right. Three-part heavy metal episode.
Part three. And it's quarter to three in the morning.
The heavy metal episode.
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
You say heavy metal.
Invented in Birmingham.
Right.
Heavy metal.
Was it?
Yeah, Black Sabbath were the first.
Oh, yeah.
The first heavy metal band. So.
What is this that stands before me?
It works. You know, right, their most famous song, Paranoid,
yeah,
works very well as an English folk number, if you chose to do it that way.
No.
With Morris dancers doing the slow-mo pogo to it. And here's proof. Now, I need to do the bit as a folk artiste to do this properly. You're not going to want a bed for this, mate. This is going to be musical gold, right? Finished with my woman because she couldn't help me with my mind. It works fucking perfectly. People think I'm insane because I'm not smiling all the time. Works fucking great.
I think I have the song right here. Is this it?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
But I hope you're going to play it later on.
Yes.
Hands Across the Ocean, man.
Hands across the ocean, ocean. Hands across the sea. Right?
I think I've got a headache in my eye.
I've lost the will to live.
That's interesting. I've got the urge to kill you.
Well, you're patting like a six-year-old.
I think I've lost the will to live.
That sounds too happy, though. That's like, no, baby, I'll keep on living.
I think I've lost the will to live.
That sounds like someone who's really fucking happy to be alive. Scott, what have you...
Oh, Jesus. Okay, this is the weird episode.
That really freaked me out.
Hey. Oh, totally. Totally.
For mash gets smash.
There you go.
That won't mean anything to you lot, but...
Mama! Didn't mean to make you cry! I got reverb too, did you hear that?
You got the fucking lot there, mate.
Mama! Alright, there's enough of that shit.
Oh, does that mean we're back to normal?
Yeah.
How terribly disappointing.
Has this been normal at all?
Hey, look, can I do an impression of Air Out My Shorts?
Sure. Hit it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you spill your drink all over that.
I was trying to...
velvet shirt.
I was trying to do... I was trying to clink ice in a glass.
I heard that, though.
And, yeah, and I'd failed to look at the glass that I've been holding for 20 minutes and realised that the inner warmth of my fingers had melted said ice, and I just had a glass full of fucking water and whiskey and just threw it all over myself.
Well, don't drive anywhere.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, it'd be trouble.
Mate, I don't think I ever want to drive again. I've done 1,200 fucking miles
in
the last 4 days.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
I know, but it's been worth it.
And then we had the most insane cab ride downtown.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
And that, holy fuck. The thing was falling apart. And it was over an hour. It was making this dunk noise.
Stop and go.
If you've ever been to the circus and you've seen the clowns.
Yeah.
And the car they drive. It was like that, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It was like... there was no speedo on it, but he'd got a custard pie thrower on the bonnet.
Well, and the guy had the baseball game on. He had the CB radio full blast. And he's talking on the phone.
One night,
two goddamn seconds.
He was doing the Rubik's cube.
Yeah, why didn't you slap him, Scott? You're in the front seat.
Yeah, and you've got broad shoulders as a swimmer.
Yes, as a swimmer.
Yeah.
And swimmer's flippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he dumped a drink all over your lovely wife last night. Well,
I forgot
that was
about
great.
That. Yeah.
She deserved it.
Hey, what the fuck?
Oh, sorry. He slapped his hand down on the table. The old fucking table just went fuck off.
And the holes in the table. What kind of table is that with holes in it?
But the glass like flipped so high in the air, it literally turned upside down. Right,
it went into orbit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I gave her a handful of dog goo. And then I had a little
drink on her.
So I could see why you got so hammered, a little nervous. Little
he was
nervous
of meeting the proper Mrs. Edwards. It's understandable. She's fearsome.
Yeah, you should have seen you, Scott, talking to her. Come on. You got to do the podcast. No, I don't want to. Why?
Why not?
What?
You're doing the go for broke speech on her, man. Yeah. I'm going to go for broke here.
Why don't you just do the podcast?
What? Yeah, just do it. No, I don't want to. I don't like hearing my voice. I don't understand why that is. I think.
And then she sits there for a fucking hour.
Yeah. I'm Scott.
And has a great time being fucking Scott. And then the next day says, oh, I really like you to delete that. And I went, oh, that's a bit late. I just spoke to John. He said he's uploaded it on me.
What?
Oh, no, I can't. Well, too late. Let's face it, love. You wouldn't let me have the Prague cast. I'm having this one back.
Ah, there you go.
She's doing it.
Nice.
We're even.
It's a beer.
It can't be Phil again.
It can't be.
Oh, that's brilliant. I hope
like
it is.
5 to 3 in the morning.
How did you know we were here?
Phil is a martyr to news.
Okay, hold on.
If there is news, he wants to tell you it.
Are you getting it?
Yeah, I'm getting it,
man. Right. Go get him, yeah.
Jesus
way.
Christ.
I hope he shows up soon.
Hey, man.
He's far and away the best bit of this show. You two are fucking rubbish, but he's brilliant.
What the fuck is he doing here? Is he drunk?
Know. He's
gonna...
Hey, Phil, what's up, man?
He doesn't have his shit on yet. All right.
Did he come down on his motorbike?
All right, settle down.
Hello, gentlemen. Hold on there.
One of my favorite. Calm down there, Phil. One of my favorite moments was when Phil came over in part two, and the proper Mrs. Edwards went up to answer the door.
That was superb. No, because she just looked around and said, "Is that really the door?" And we all went, "Yeah." And she just fucked off out. And then she came back in a minute later just looking at me going, "You wanker."
No, he was really at the door, wasn't he?
He was really at the door. Right.
But of course I was really at the door. That's who let me in, the proper Mrs. Edwards.
But no, I thought she'd gone to the wrong door.
That's, yeah, there's like three of them.
Yeah.
She might have got the wrong one, yeah.
There's the white one.
Did she really get up though?
Yeah, she got up and walked out.
Come on, are you serious?
Yeah,
she opened the door.
It was brilliant, and like I had to put my fist in my mouth to stop me making a noise. I was like, go. Has Phil changed yet?
All right.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good.
Are you going to do something?
I don't have any news.
No.
I just came to see Pauly B, the great Pauly B, before he leaves the next segment of his trip.
It is so nice to finally meet you face to face, Mr. Fill Me Crack Up With Cum.
It is my pleasure, Pauly B.
It is great. I mean, don't you feel that your name's a little unfortunate?
Not at all. Not. I'm very proud of my name. Yes.
The fact that your name is will you fill up my bum crack with your man juice?
With your mayonnaise.
With your baby gravy.
Right. Right.
There are some ideas, and my job is to like think beyond the immediate.
That's right, John. That is my job.
What? Now, in part two, Scott, you you interviewed me to a certain extent.
I did, yes.
Right.
Like Mike Wallace.
Would it be all right if I kind of interviewed Phil a bit with the kind of the same questions that you... Phil, how would you feel about that?
Well, I've never been on this side of the interview process. I'm very familiar with interviewing people. As you know, I am a journalist, a newsman. But I guess we could give it a whirl.
Well, I would just think it's nice to be, as you say, the other side of the mic.
Right.
Phil, I've got some prepared questions.
Oh, God.
All right, then.
So, Phil, first question. Phil, why news reading?
It's something that I think is genetic. It's been in my family for... over 200 years.
200 centuries? It's been in my family for 20,000 years. We were news reading before we invented the fucking wheel. Big news, we invented the wheel.
And I've always fancied myself a storyteller.
Wait a minute, it's always been in your blood.
Yes.
So what are some of the other names of your family members? Like Shovel, My Crack, and Whitcomb?
I don't think that's very funny.
I'm sorry.
Ladle into my bum. Whitcomb.
Spoon.
Spoon my ass with Ann Whitcomb.
I'm glad you can have a laugh at my expense and my family's expense.
So, Phil.
Yes.
Now, you're a newsreader.
Are you a peanut puffer?
Are you a peanut fucker?
I am not a peanut fucker, no.
Peanut puffer.
What other jobs do you do? What else brings in the bacon for Fill My Crack Up With Cum?
Oh, God.
I think you stumped him there. He's not responding.
He's not. He's just
fucking mad.
He appears to have gone
into orbit.
He's gone into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. Phil, are you still there?
Are you still there, Phil?
Well,
I'm sorry. What was the question again?
So, what? Phil.
Yes.
You are a newsreader by trade.
That I am.
What other things do you do to fill up your day? What are your other hobbies and interests?
Hobbies and interests. Well, I collect miniature Lionel trains. That's one of the things I do. I've talked about a lot of these things on the show, as you know. That's probably one of my favorites right now at this time.
And but you collect belly button lint.
Sometimes I do that.
Correct?
Yes.
It's a strange hobby, but...
In the UK, there is a bloke who makes a living out of going of the title of the belly button reader.
Ah.
Right? And it's like a palm reader, but he reckons he can sort anything out by looking at your belly button. Right? And me and the proper Mrs. Edwards were up late one night smoking fuck knows what, and we'd had a load of booze, and we're hammered, and this bloke comes on, and on the TV, he wasn't round, right? And he just shows up and he goes, right, I'm now going to show you belly button reading. And we go, what fucking channel have we got on here? This is brilliant. And he's got four women lined up, and they've all got the same size t-shirt on that they've pulled up to the underbreast area, the pencil holder.
Right, right.
Right. And he's been blindfolded, and in turn, he touches each semi-naked lady's belly button, right, and tells you their age, their height, what colour hair they've got, all the fucking business, what star sign they are, whether they've ever had a parking ticket, the fucking lot, right, and it is incredible to watch because they've got these women to give away the information to the answer of questions beforehand.
Yeah.
So there's a list down one side of the screen.
Yeah.
And this geezer by the belly button has just said pretty much everything in turn that's on this list. Some he gets wrong, right?
Yeah.
But he does the four of them, and then he finishes, and at home, we're stoned and pissed. We're fucking spellbound, right? We're going, this geezer's a fucking genius. This...
Yeah.
Makes David Blaine look like David Icke. This is fantastic.
David Blaine.
This is fucking superb, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And when he finishes the four of them, he turns round to the camera, and we're at home, and he's gone, and that is belly button reading. Like it's the most important thing in the fucking world. And me and the proper Mrs. Edwards looked round at each other and went, actually, that is belly button reading.
Yeah.
That's fucking brilliant.
I had a doctor look into my belly button. He says, boy, that's a big belly button. Boy, that's a big belly button. I said, why'd you say it two times? He goes, I didn't.
That was the echo. He said, did he look in it with a cricket bat?
Actually, he fell in it. Yeah.
Hey, if you tie a plank to the back of my leg with a length of rope, we'll be safe. Or, hey, yeah, but if you find my keys, we can drive
right out. Right out of his belly button. Right. Did you write that?
What was a milkman doing in your belly button?
I'll never tell.
So, John, how are we doing for time?
We're at 33 there, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, John!
Well, because the last two parts have
been
a fucking
hour. Let's check it with Pauly B.
I fucking hate Skype!
I still hate Skype. Skype is for wankers.
You know what? We should have, Scott, I was thinking maybe we should alter the voice of those sound bites and have, like, little Pauly B on our show.
That's a good idea.
I would just like to say... Right now, oh fuck, I can't remember. What was the thing I was going to say? Oh yeah, that you were right. Paulie B's vagina is an imposter.
I fucking hate Skype.
What?
I fucking hate Skype.
Apparently, that was the satanic Paulie B.
That's the one I like the best.
Sorry,
Satan. Yeah, you were right. Paulie B's vagina is an imposter.
Yes.
It's fucking kitten blood, isn't it?
It's kitten blood. Yeah.
He is, yeah. My co-host is my twat. Which sounds rather
unfair. I wouldn't brag about that.
No. And I would like to say, Mr. Tony, if you are listening, I do love you. You're the best co-host I could ever hope to have.
Well, he was in the top five second bananas list. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And do you know what? I fucking pissed myself when Phil said, who I did notice Phil had, I don't know whether he was slightly intimidated by the fact I was looking at him, but by the third story, he'd put the bit of paper up to his face so he couldn't see me. I was like, oh, Phil, you're so meek. You will indeed inherit the earth.
Hello, I'm calling in this is a record straight. I heard that Polly B's balls called in, and I'd just like to say that that was a prank call. How do I know it was a prank call? I'll give you three good reasons. Number one, Polly B doesn't have any balls. And B, I'm Polly B's vagina. Oh, brilliant show, by the way. Keep up the stupidity. Hold on. That's right, it's that time of the month again. All right, it's really difficult to talk with a string hanging out of your vulva, so I'll hang up now. Come on.
My fanny sounds like the word whore.
Well, wait a minute. Polly B, you're saying that was the imposter? The vagina claimed that the balls were the imposter.
Yeah, but quite clearly.
You got the bits?
I've got the fucking bits, yeah.
Yeah.
They might need to be washed occasionally, but I've got the fucking bits.
Saved message, Sunday, 7:09 p.m.
Yes, it's Polly B's balls. Polly, into your name, that is shows is that you're straining a couple of points. You bloody suckers, how dare you insinuate that Polly B is the father of that tart daisy? I, for one, well, me there too, know for a fact that the spermatozoa we conceived was straight on the bed.
Spermatozoa?
Polly B met that fudge pirate earlier. It wasn't until long after Daisy's conception that we saw anything other than Polly B's right hand. So a double fuck you to you and yours. And another thing, stop chatting in your mother's children.
That's out of sight.
But glad anyway.
I'm glad I keep those old classics laying
I
around.
I do love you, Tony. They're going to show up on a late night ad on a show and said, and who can forget this one? Only 1995 from Ronco.
Hey, I love Tony too, man.
Yeah, he's fucking magic.
Yeah.
Hey, we put together a promo with Pauly B's balls, didn't we?
Did you?
Did we?
Or Pauly B's vagina. No, vagina? Pauly B's vagina and balls talking to each other. Didn't we?
We did.
A punky promo.
Well, we never fucking got it.
You know what? Because I don't think John ever said
it. You never fucking said it, yeah.
Because we did one for Spike and Rachel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sort out Spike and Rachel first, just because they've got a proper bird on the show.
And we did it for Kinky Sex.
Oh, do it for Kinky Sex, just because they've got a proper bird on the show. And the Voice of America.
No, that's not it. I don't know where it is, man.
Oh, oh, Scott, we're so similar. We even belch at the same time.
That's hot.
What are we doing on time there, Johnny?
38 Scotters.
Why don't we play my song?
All right. That's a good idea.
And then we'll end it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so after Pauly B's song, we're going to play some clips from pre-part one.
Oh, excellent.
Pre-part one. Do you understand what I'm saying, John?
No, I don't.
Part one.
It's like...
with the proper Mrs. Edwards.
It's like that show, When Scots Go Bad.
Right.
How are we going to play that?
I don't know.
We can do it in post.
Oh, right.
With magic. Guys, we can sort it out in post.
You
no
are
doubt.
So cheeky.
Jesus Christ.
Producer of the year.
I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
It's all this ass fucking that's really got me all uptight.
How are we going to do that?
Fuck face.
This shouldn't be the fuck heavy metal face. Episode. This should be the bum fuck sex face. Episode.
All right. Well, we're going to take it out with this tune, right?
Up the bum, no babies.
What?
Where I live in Sherwood Forest, right? There's a thing that the girls go out in town at night, and they're actually after anal sex rather than conventional sex. for the simple reason that it's up the bum, no babies. And they don't want to take any... I think they're very responsible.
Oh, that's... Well.
Yeah. Yeah, up the bum, no babies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank Pauly B for joining us here.
And I'd like to thank you, too. Oh, you too. You
beautiful.
Too.
That's absolutely wonderful. Oh. And this song is what? Andy the Cowpoke?
This song is My Brokeback Mountain.
Your very own.
Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain here.
Featuring a cowboy chorus.
On AKC's Total Talk.
You got Enos on this track.
Right.
Enos is on here. Listen close.
Oh. All right, here we go. Taking us out is Pauly B's tune. And the name of it?
Randy
the Cowpoke. I can't read it. There's a font that's fucked up on it. It looks like Mandy.
Well, that would be an entirely different song. But
yeah.
Because Mandy...
would be a Barry Manilow version.
Well, yeah, but she'd work in this because this song is all about up the bum, no babies.
Well, here it is.
Randy the cowpoke lived in the wild, wild west. He wore a latex Stetson and he shaved his chest. He'd always rise at the crack of dawn, which kept Dawn very pleased. Then he'd cover himself in baby oil and snug the Cherokees. Randy lived in a rearful shack with his best friend Bucky. Randy was born in Burger King, but Bucky was from Kentucky. They always had chaps around their legs, so they'd meet in gentlemen's loos. Then they'd crack their whips and whip each other's cracks and tie each other up with lassoos. Randy the cowboy, Randy the cowboy, Randy the cowboy, he liked to poke his cows. Randy had a leather mask with studs on the outside. Bucky used to spank his ass until he'd scream, "Rawhide!" They liked to sniff amyl nitrate and dress in barbed wire bras, crotchless jumpers and lemon curd and dance to records by our hearts. And everyone considered them the cowpokes of the county.
I'm cowpoke in trouble.
Randy's penis was 2 feet long, but Bucky's was bigger by God. That's why Randy was a cowpoke, but Bucky was a cattle prod. All these double entendres might make you sniff an arm, so I'll come clean and say what I mean. This shack cow's up the arse! Randy the cowpoke, Randy the cowpoke, Randy the cowpoke, he liked to poke his cows.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.
It's now.
Why did you drink so much, dude?
With like Scott, the great man, the great man of podcasting, who gets a couple of beers down him and turns into a big swimming woman.
Are you going in there to throw up again?
I'm gonna try.
You're gonna try and throw up.
Of course he is.
Come on, man. What are you doing in there?
Scott, just think chlorine. You'll be all right.
I think he's literally trying to hurl.
Of course he's trying to hurl. He's trying now to look like he's doing it on purpose.
Listen though, you can hear it.
Yeah, it's like, grawr. You should really be recording this. This is podcasting gold.
I am.
Scott, I'm John, I'm Scott, it's AKC, Total Talk Nonsense. Hey, Scott, Scott, how's it going? Hey, John, I've had one drink tonight, and guess what? I'm fucked.
You lovely fellas.
I think I might have to go and throw up.
Are you
Peter Puffer?
Oh, yeah.
Do you suck dicks?
Well,
go
perhaps,
fuck you!
Well, perhaps someone can make a sicumentary about it, hey?
A sicumentary,
yeah. A sicumentary, yeah.
You all right, dude? Hey. You all right?
No.
No? What do you mean? What were you drinking?
He's a half pint wet.
You should bring some in there, bring a mic in there with you.
He's a half pint wet.
He wants to do it tomorrow.
Oh, I bet he does, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, we have other plans tomorrow. I don't think you're supposed to be down here.
Is the dog down here?
It looks like he's been invited, though.
Get upstairs, dog.
That's just coming out of the cans.
Huh?
Huh? Pardon?
Probably Scott.
Yeah, probably the swimmer.
He's in there hurling.
Swimming?
Yeah, swimming in his own sick. He's doing lengths in his Olympic size.
It's
bomb.
Better that he's doing it here than at home. I imagine. I think it's better that he's doing it here than at home.
Yeah. He's doing the yak stroke.
Just call him Ralph.
Yeah.
It's John and Ralph. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Ralph.
Ralph.
He's hurling.
Of course he is.
Come on, dude. You're just kidding around.
He's Liz hurling.
Bring a mic in there with you.
Yeah, and maybe a bag.
Whoa.
Yeah, you can hear it in there, yeah.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
I can't believe he's such a lightweight. He's up there with Tony.
That is one big pile of shit.
A sphincter says what?
Come on, Scott. Quit screwing around. We got a show to do.
What a big... What a big girl.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
Come on, Scott. You all right? Hello? Come on, buddy.
Hey, this music's good. Are you trying to be punky?
Yeah, kinda. This song's called Shag Party. Come on, buddy. I don't think he's coming out, ever.
I don't think he is.
I think he's sleeping.
I think what we found tonight is he has in fact come out.
Oh, yeah. You know,
it's Big Gay Scott, but don't worry, Kerry's got the information.
What, his questions?
They've got the questions right here. Don't spoil it. Why don't you pretend to be Scott and we'll just leave him in there and stick it out?
Just sit there and talk into his mic.
Yeah, you might have to get either your head close to the mic or the mic close to the head though, Kerry.
Oh,
she's...
She just break the headphones.
That's right. So let's see. You've invited us into your home.
Right.
I've destroyed your sink. And she's now taking out the electronics.
That's okay. They come apart all the time. You okay, dude? Oh, my God. You should see him.
Has he come out with just yop all over his face?
Did you hurl?
No. I did. I did all right.
He's like a zombie. What's all over your shirt?
No, he's like a zombie.
What are you doing in here? Should we bring a mic in here for you?
I think you probably need to leave him in there close to the bathroom.
She says, I think it's better you're here than at home. You gotta go home? Alright. Scott's got to go home. He can't.
Oh, the poor man. The poor, poor man. Let me just remind you of what I've been doing over the last 5 or 6 days. Yeah?
All right.
Well, I've driven 1,200 miles, and when I wasn't driving, I was drinking. And we've shown up
You're
here.
You're preempting the questions.
And Scott has had, what, two large drinks tonight?
Yeah. Well, actually, maximum three, I think.
Three
before
drinks.
Ooh. We started.
No wonder he's gone off the rails. After the second drink, he was giving the barmaid shit. After the third drink, he was offering his own reflection outside.
What the fuck is this giant book you're giving me?
It's just questions.
Oh. I'm not going to ask these questions.
I am more than happy to do the thing without the big girl.
All right, free form.
Free
you
form.
All right, buddy?
Like, yeah. Like anything we do is free form.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I'm very, very disappointed in you, Scott.
Dude, your breath stinks like ass.
Are you talking to me or him?
No, Scott. He just leaned over and talked into the mic.
I was going to say, my breath must be fucking awful. You can smell it from there. Did you just say, is this on?
Is this on?
Well, the fact that I heard it would suggest it was, since I'm wearing headphones.
Give me the fucking questions then, I'll be Scott.
give them to...
Scott, no doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
I tell you what, this is the girl that refuses to be on my show. Well, go on anyone else's. You're a podcasting whore.
Yeah.
What? Episode... Okay. Well, how am I supposed to play these without you? I don't know what order they go in. You're gonna have to give it to Carrie.
Don't worry,
Carrie. The proper Mrs. Edwards is in
the
there.
Proper Mrs. Scott.
Don't
the
worry.
Proper Mrs. Scott.
I'm sure that we can clean it all up in post.
Yeah, we'll do it in post. Go in there, give it to her.
We can't do this without Scott. What's his excuse?
Yeah, come and give it to me.
He wants to do it tomorrow. But he's going to be feeling miserable tomorrow.
But we've got plans for tomorrow. We don't want to be sat doing anything tomorrow. We'll do it tonight, don't we?
He's staying home from work tomorrow.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if he can wake up before it gets dark, we can do it in a day or something.
Can you wake up before it gets dark?
Yeah.
Yes, he said.
But the thing is, this is... Well, John, I think we ought to do something tonight because...
All right.
This is as Derek and Clive as it's ever, ever going to get. I am not used to being sat in a lovely comfy chair with a microphone and a drink at night.
Well, the tape is rolling.
All right.
It's been rolling for 9 minutes.
By the way, the spliff that we got given by Dodgy Types was not a spliff at all.
What was it?
Just a load of fucking tobacco and nothing.
Are you sure about that?
We've been binned off, mate.
It was fucking brilliant.
It didn't cost us anything.
Get out of here, man. You stink.
And the problem
is sure
Edwards.
Absolutely
positive.
It was brilliant. Fucking A.
Just get a mic and go sit in there.
So, after all that, someone was just rolling up a fag and gave it to me.
A fag out of a fag.
Show them that.
Are you sure? I think we should smoke it anyway.
It's in the bin. There was nothing in it.
What did you put
it
in the bin for?
There was nothing in it.
How can you be so sure?
Because I know my dope.
She knows her dope.
I think you've let someone down there. And that someone is me.
There's nothing in it.
What have you got there now? He's just giving you a camera case.
Yeah. Smell it.
Oh, it's one of those special films.
It's Zapruder film.
It's 35 millimeters of heaven.
Right, back and to the left.
Why have we been fucking about with that other one when Sick Boy was carrying all the time?
No, that's mine.
All right.
What are you bringing it back in here for? What are you doing? Get on the mic, man.
He'll wake up in a minute.
Are you okay, buddy?
He'll wake up in a minute.
He's not good.
He's not good.
He looks terrible.
Good. Oh, she's gone now.
I haven't seen him like that in a long time. It's been years since I've seen Scott in this shape. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I don't want to worry you, John, but I've been left in this room with your wife. Oh, no, mine's back. Just cancel the last thing I said. In fact, phone up Scott's wife and let her know what's happened. Let's see how the big guy talks about her then.
Let me call her on Skype.
Yeah, Skype the fucker.
Skype her up.
Oh, yeah, but Skype's so nice.
Dude, you all right? He keeps going in the bathroom, and I don't know why.
Well, it's probably to be sick, isn't it?
I don't know, but he looks really pale. Like he's his chemotherapy or something.
It's either the chemotherapy or the 50 meters backstroke he did on the way home from the pub.
Dude, man, it's like he's dead with sunglasses on.
Yeah, that's rather like my co-host. Every week.
Kitten blood.
I've waited a long time to say that in Chi Town.
He's very disappointed he can't do it.
Who are you talking about now?
He looked terrible. Scott. Oh, right, okay. He looks terrible. Wait till you see him.
Well, I don't.
Wait till you see his eyes.
I don't particularly want to. I'm so thoroughly disappointed with him.
He's like the Walking Dead.
He's just like, yeah. No, he's not. He's like the Walking Dead in a stupid fucking hat.
In a bonnet.
He's like the Walking Dead in a bonnet.
Dude, man, you all right? Are you gonna go home?
He probably can't find it.
Are you worried that if you go home, you're gonna get the smackdown? No. Don't run into the doorbell.
I think if he gives it 5 minutes, he'll come round. He'll be all right.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay.
Come in here and lay flat on your back.
Yeah. What's gonna happen after that?
You gotta get on the mic if you're gonna talk, man. I can't hear you.
Why don't you come down? Why don't you come in here and lay on your front and do
push-ups? I'll try walking around the block.
No, you won't, because you walk around the block to your house and then you won't come back.
If I do come back, then I'm
a legend.
I'm podcast ready.
Yeah, don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. It's podcast ready. If I don't come back, that means I've passed out in some gutter.
Ah, jungle is bitter.
Can we do this tomorrow?
It's just making me sound
can we do
funny.
It tomorrow? Tomorrow.
Well,
Eric, tomorrow.
It doesn't matter when we do it, does it? You can only do it tomorrow because you fucked up tonight. We'll do an hour of gold tonight. You can come in and do your shit whenever you like.
He's fucked up.
I think a bit of fresh air, the man will be fine.
Oh, dude. What came out of your mouth that is on the foam on my mic? God damn.
I might be back.
You will be back. Just go and have a look. I can't believe he's just leaving. Hopefully Scott won't come back, but Phil will. Because it's weird, you know. You never see the pair of them in the same room.
Right. Whatever came out of his mouth is on my microphone foam.
Your muffler.
My pop screen.
Your muffler. Oh, it's on the screen. Oh. You're so professional having a pop screen.
It smells like ass. I don't know. Well, not that I smelled ass lately, but...
Well, that's a fair point. I don't know whether we'll open that discussion right now. What's he been drinking to smell like bum?
I don't know, but he poured himself a big giant glass of Knob Creek.
Right.
And he's drinking none of it. That's $30 a bottle, Scott.
Mate, don't worry about it. I'm halfway down mine. I can probably take it off your hands in a short while. Thus proving once again that UK podcast representatives are more than likely to take out the US pussies.
No doubt.
Beg pardon.
No doubt.
No doubt.
God. Oh, God.
That's a bit weird.
Oh, God.
I keep total
nonsense so much.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, me on me is pretty much a perfect night for me.
That's me out of the equation.
Yeah. Darling, is that my wife in there?
It might be. Yeah, you might not hear much out of her.
Get on the other microphone, honey. She got the headphones on.
I'm otherwise engaged.
No. There's another mic here. Can we use this other mic as well?
Yeah.
For the missus.
Yeah.
Oh, come on! Look, my wife's doing it. You got to do it as well. You have to go to what?
We'll smoke this and we'll reconvene.
No, we can't. No, because we've got to go upstairs to have that.
Exactly. We'll reconvene. I'm sure we can pause it with technology. And
because the AKC Total Talk Nonsense studio is non-smoking. You hear me? Non-smoking.
Pause.
It's not yes smoking.
You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. TTM. GGN Ad Hoc Episode. Special guest, Pauly B. from Punky Radio.
That's right, Scott. Whoa, we had a little feedback there. What was that? Oh, switching headphones?
Very nice.
No, we've just stopped. I mean, you just paused it.
Oh. Pause.
Pause the fucker.
Are we pausing it?
What bit of pause don't you understand?